You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And this is KCRW. I'm Larry Perel. A former aide to L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar has agreed to plead guilty to a racketeering conspiracy charge in connection with the federal pay-to-play corruption investigation at City Hall. The U.S. Attorney's Office says George Esparza admitted to participating in a scheme involving a downtown real estate project being developed by a Chinese company owned and run by a Chinese billionaire. Esparza has agreed to cooperate with the investigation as part of a plea deal. He's the latest person to be swept up in an investigation that's gotten guilty pleas from former City Councilman Mitchell Englander and former City Planning Commissioner Justin Jangwoo Kim. Earlier this month, real estate consultant George Chang admitted he was involved in a scheme to bribe a city council member and will plead guilty to racketeering. We have been checking in with Jack Weiss, a former city councilman and former federal prosecutor, as this case continues to unfold, and he joins me now. Welcome back.
Hey, Larry. It's good to be here. Thank you.
It's good to have you. So what did George Esparza, the former aide to city councilman Jose Huizar, do that got him into trouble?
Well, what he did, according to not just the U.S. Attorney's Office, but according to himself, because he signed his plea agreement, is he helped Councilmember Huizar run the Huizar office as if it were a mob operation. That's what agreeing to a RICO charge means. He's agreeing that it was basically a mobbed-up operation, and it's very unusual for the feds to charge public officials with RICO. It's as if the federal prosecutors are saying, painting a picture the size of a normal painting isn't enough. We want the side of a building to paint a mural. You have to have that much space to explain how bad and pervasive this conduct was.
All right, so Esparza will plead guilty to one count of conspiring to violate the Racketeering, Influenced, and Corruption Organization, or RICO statute, as you say. Can you explain exactly what the statute is?
It says that you didn't just commit a crime, that you were part of an enterprise, an ongoing operation, basically like you were in the business of committing crimes. And that's what Esparza has admitted he did. In this plea agreement today, Esparza agrees to cooperate with the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office. Presumably, cooperation means to testify against others. And it's like we're watching a Netflix crime series here. We are not that many episodes away from when the FBI and the U.S. Attorney's Office will bring charges, presumably, against Councilmember Huizar. And while ordinarily, Larry, we wouldn't say the name of someone who hasn't been charged with a crime, the L.A. Times has made it very clear that this case is about Huizar. Esparza worked for 5 years for Councilmember Huizar, and that's what all the facts of the guilty plea that he's agreed to enter relate to. They all relate to Huizar's office.
So is it common for government officials to be charged under the RICO statute?
No, it really isn't. And it puts the L.A. City Council in a bind because under the city charter, you can't expel a member unless the member has been convicted or has pled guilty or has resigned. And so they now have this giant scar on the body. If indeed Huizar is charged soon, and it sure seems like he's going to be charged soon, he may stay in office while he's under federal charges, if for no reason other than to continue to draw his salary. So it puts all of them in a real bind.
All right. So how many officials in this investigation have been charged under this statute?
Well, under RICO, only Mr. Chang has been charged with RICO. The earlier cases, the Englander case and the Kim case, were not RICO. When you read the Esparza charging document today, he was interviewed in 2017 by the FBI. Not only did he lie to the FBI, but when they asked him to keep this case quiet, he blabbed about it to the council member and to others. So it seems to me that Mr. Esparza might have brought this RICO hammer down upon himself by lying to the FBI and by blabbing about the case in the first place.
All right, so Esparza was an aide to Huizar, but this investigation has percolated around him from the start, but he hasn't been publicly charged. Why?
It sure seems like the feds are putting the building blocks together to bring, an earth-shattering case against Huizar. It could be that they want Huizar to cooperate. It could be that we are knows about crimes that others have committed. I don't know. It looks to me like they are just working methodically to put this case together. But given the pace of the charges they've revealed in the past month or two since I've been talking with you, Larry, they really have to put up or shut up on Weezer pretty soon, it would seem.
All right, real quickly now, we have about 20 seconds left. LA City Council President Nuri Martinez has asked Weezer not to attend any more meetings until there's legal clarity regarding his involvement in the city's pay-to-play bribery scheme. How is he able to remain on the council while this is going on?
Just because he's been elected and the charter doesn't give his colleagues a means to kick him out. If you read these in these charging documents today, it's pretty clear that he needs the money. And I think he's going to continue to draw his public salary until he leaves office by the operation of term limits this year.
All right. Jack Weiss is a former city councilman and former federal prosecutor. Jack, thanks again for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
We appreciate it. And by the way, we did leave messages with Jose Weezer's office, but could not reach anyone for comment. It's 3:50.